Okay, fine. Right. Mem Dalad on the base. Right. So before we move on into the next Rishon, I was thinking more about the Rabbeinu Yonasan. The Rabbeinu Yonasan. So I didn't bring him in the Eri. It could be that in the base Abachir will be the same. I don't know. Based on the Meiri in Chiddush HaMeiri, let me see if it's the same in here. I don't know if it is. It definitely doesn't have the same Arichus here. So he says over there. He says there is definitely no. Making a mechitz with human beings is zicha not a malacha, right? There's no actual bina, and therefore he says that's why it works even with mezid. That's why you can do it even with mezid. Meaning to say, Rav Chista was mezid, he knew what he was doing. The only question is, why does it have to be shelo lodas klape the other people? So he says. He brings this Rabbi Yonasan, but he says, this is a quote from him, it's not the only thing he brings, but that's one of the things he brings, is because if it's Lodas, right, then a Mechitza which is made b'mezid you can't use the Mechitza. Now hold on a second, I thought you just said that you can do it mezid. What's going on? And he said it's not bonus, what's going on? It is with what we said yesterday. In other words, it's not a vault of a kenasi. It's a gate. There's a halacha. Chazal said, a mechitza which is constructed on Shabbos, but mezid, is nishka mechitza. Lukula. It's nishka mechitza. Now, even though over here, it's not shaykh a kenas. Because if there's a kenas, like the Taz asks, if there's a kenas, Who's it going to be dependent on? Not them. Rav Chista, he's the one, he knows what's going on, he's doing this for Mezid. Okay, he's doing it very nice to help somebody, so what? Is this going to be a kenas? Put a kenas on him, because of Rav Chista. The fact that he's not the one making the mechitza, so what? Elamai, there's two separate nekudas here. If there's anyone who's doing the wrong here, it would be Rav Chista, but he's not doing anything wrong, because there is no boina here. Why is there no bina? You could say because of what Rashi says, because it's not Derech Binyan. Or you could say, as he actually, I think he goes with the other Pshat more, which we're going to see about Hashem, is to do with Ufsha Milsa. There's other reasons why, that's not why it's not. But I suppose either way, because it's not bina. It's not bina. Therefore, that's why he's allowed to do it. It's not Shaykh HaKanas. Novos, the opposite of Rashi, and this is the main Nakuda. For Rashi, the question was, why is Shelo Lodas allowed? Why is Shelo Lodas allowed? Then, if you do it Lodas, Rashi learns it's Boina. Rashi Takasin says Boina. I'm sure Boina de Rabbono, but it's Boina. So to that we say, but if it's Shelo Lodas, says Rashi, why is that Mutter? Because? It's Derech Binyan because. Because it's not Derech Binyan. That's not a good. The good is Shelo Lodas. According to the Meiri, no, the pshat, I wouldn't say the chiddush one. The one which needs clarification is why lodas is a problem. Shelo lodas for sure is not a problem. Why? Because there is no boina here. There is no boina. They don't know what they're doing. But why is it a problem when it's lodas? The teretz is because when it's lodas, there's a halacha. Chazal have said a mechitza which comes about on Shabbos. Lodas is no good. Is no good.
Either way, there's no binyan at all. According to you,
correct.
So that's for lodas. No binyan at all. Just but you can create a mechitza without binyan. That's what we're doing.
But it's not binyan.
I understand. I'm just going to clear. So there's a mechitza there.
And Russia does.
But the
Rashi says
there is
binyan. That's what we were medayim. Rashi seems to learn there is binyan.
Of sorts.
Yeah, it's derabbanan. There must be some sort of binyan derabbanan.
The Rav mentioned yesterday that Chazal brought in this Knas, the Mechitza b'mezid is no. But their reasoning for that was for something completely different to what Rav Chista is trying to do here. Their reasoning was that you should be able to carry. So we said that we can move the goalposts a bit here and say that for this kind of machitza, the chazal wouldn't have bought in a kanas at all.
No. We went punkfag there. We said yesterday, we went back to one of the favorite yisodas we used in this year, and that is when chazal make a gezeira, there's always a reason behind it. There's a process. There's a reason. They see a need. They enact a takon. Now, once the takon or the gezeira or the halacha, whatever is in place, is that independent of the reason or is it dependent on the reason? What we said yesterday is that according to this, Rabbeinu Yonason, this is what we suggest. Again, I can't tell you for sure this pshat, Rabbeinu Yonason. This is what we're suggesting to answer the kasha of the Taz and to make some sense of what's going on over here. Is we said it's independent of the reason. It's now a halacha that a mechitza that comes about on Shabbos, even if there's no melacha, there is no melacha, and it's not shaykh kana. I'm talking about according. No, but the Rabbeinu Yonason is the same thing, because again, remember that the Taz had this kasha. So comes along, you know, others and they say, Pshat is Ein Derech Binyan B'Karach. If he's saying the same as Rashi, because Ein Derech Binyan B'Karach, and then there's the Ponim Iris, then why is he coming on to this whole thing about Mezid is not Pshat is Mezid, because it's a mechitza created by Mezid you can't use, a mechitza created by Shegi you can use. So what's Mimolachov, if you're going with Rashi, then why are you coming on to this? So very good. So what's it got to do with the fact that again, Rabbeinu Yonason says, but the Rabbeinu Yonason says that Shelo Lodas, the Nekuda in those two words is Lodas is a mechitza b'mezid you can't use. Shelo Lodas is a mechitza b'shogeg you can use. That's it. That's the type. If you're going to come on to Ein Derech Binyan B'Karach, unless he had a different understanding of Ein Derech Binyan B'Karach. Meaning to say that he understood, I think people at one point understood, which is Ein Derech Binyan B'Karach means it's not Derech Binyan with human beings. Yeah, but Oyvat Zoh, you've got the same question when it comes to animals. They asked that. Somebody asked that. The Goyen Yaakov asked that question. Why with animals it's normal to start putting animals there? So we answered that Pshat, that's not Pshat and Rashi. The Pshat and Rashi in Derech Binyan B'Karach is, it doesn't matter what you use. It's in Derech Binyan B'Karach, it's not Derech Binyan when you don't know what's going on. But if I say, if that's Peshat over here, then what's going on with the Rabbeinu Yonason? So that's why I think it's not, I'm suggesting, he doesn't say it, it's all guesswork. But looking with the Meiri, I think it provides extra backing to what we said yesterday, which is, there's a halacha straight away, there is no Boina here. Not because of Ein Derech Binyan B'Karach, because then even Lodat, what are you going to say with Lodat?
But then why do you say it's Boina if you know, if you've got...
Oh, exactly. Elomai, it's not Boina, whether you know, whether you don't know. So why is... So why is Lodat a problem? Why is Lodat a problem? It's Mutter. But Etzem Lodat is Mutter, you're not doing any Malacha. He says, maybe he says it black and white, I don't have it with me. It could be in the Beis Hanukhir as well. He's got a very long shtickle in the Meiri. He says it's zicha, and he says mafurish there, even though it's bemezid, it's not a problem, because it's not boina. It's not boina.
But he's talking about Rav
Chisda. He's not saying what Rashi's saying, because Ein Derech Binyan B'Karach, he doesn't even bring in Rashi. It could be taka, it's Ein Derech Binyan B'Karach, a different type of Ein Derech Binyan, not what Rashi meant by Ein Derech Binyan. The way we touched Rashi Ein Derech Binyan, we found support, I think it was the Goyen Yaakov, because it's not the Derech Binyan when there's no kavanah. That's not what I'm saying over here. Ein Derech Binyan, it's not normal to create a mechitza with human beings. That's just not a Derech Binyan. So there is no boina. The question is, so Oyvazoy, what's the problem if it's Lodas? That's what we're coming to explain. Lodas and Shlo Lodas is a Zaitigazah. Nothing to do with whether you've done a malach or not. It's not going to be shaykh a kanas over here. Because like the Taz says, if it's shaykh with a kanas, it's all to do with the Rav Chisda, not them. The Teretz is, we're not talking about now whether we're going to put a kanas or not. Once Chazal have instigated, and albeit because of kanas, but they brought in a thing, that a mechitza which comes about on Shabbos, bemezid, is you can't use it lekula, that's the halacha now, I'm finished. And therefore legabi that, it's not to do with Rav Chisda, it's legabi the people who are making the mechitza. Because now I'm not looking at whether I'm going to put a kanas. It's not the shaykh a kanas here anyway. It's regarding the people who be'etzen, if there would have been a malacha. If there would have been a malacha, who's doing the malacha?
You can still ask the question that Rafizda was the one who actually instituted and who organized the whole thing. If Khazal had decided you can't have your Khidr because it comes about in Shabbos, it only came about because of Rafizda, whoever organized it. Even though it's not a Malacha, it's still the same idea. There was one organizer here, and the other people, well, I suppose they were in doubt, so that's what
they're doing. The ones who are making it.
Yeah, but he is well.
It doesn't make a difference. That's the Tzakal al-Khalal.
That's still a slight problem. If it does us a problem about the organizer, it's still the organizer.
No, it's not. It's not, because he's coming with some of the fact that there's a Malacha. There's actually an Issa. There is no Issa.
I understand.
Once you say it's not Al-Issa, he's not doing anything, so it's nothing to do with him. If anyone's doing something, the mazid is the people who are doing the thing.
The machitza come about on Shabbos. That's an Issa Rabbanim called the machitza.
No, it's not.
It's something.
No, it's not.
So why is it...
Because it's not a machitza. It's not a machitza.
You say it's not a machitza, but it is a machitza because it works on the positive side.
Let me put it differently, right? There's as I said, we've got a number of shaylos we're trying to along the way answer. What happens if you did it b'mezid? You did it b'mezid. Can you now use it?
That's right.
Oh. According to Rashi, you can use it.
Yeah, but according to him as well, why not? And if you decide you not to, for whatever reason.
No, according to Rashi, there's a different vote. If you do it b'mezid, right? If you do it b'mezid, then that is derech binyan. It's derech binyan. Now I'm asking you, once the machitza has been created, you shouldn't have done it. They shouldn't have done it, but Amaisa there. Would he be allowed to now walk back in?
No, most things that you do on Shabbos you're not allowed to use them.
The Mishnah Brura brings a sophic about it. The Amaisa, you're right. He does. He brings from I think the Prima Godin, if I'm not mistaken. He does bring that halacha Amaisa. We're inclined to be machmir. But it's not posh. He says Akronim are a little bit masupah there. What's the sophic? But according to this, there's nothing to talk about. You can't use it because there is no mechitza.
But there is a mechitza. You said mechitza came about on Shabbos.
It's not a mechitza.
But how do you get from the Shosram to Shosayachim?
Midrabbonon, if a person did that, he would be carrying. Midrabbonon, he's being over on the Issa of Tuchumen. The whole thing's Midrabbonon. There is no mechitza.
Who's saying that you shouldn't have a mechitza come about on Shabbos? According to the Rabbanon.
And a Harami.
Right. So there's some.
The Rabbanon said a mechitza which comes about the mezit on Shabbos, the kula is nishken mechitza. So therefore, if they did it, you can't make use of it because there is no mechitza there. The whole thing's the Rabbanon.
And if it's Shalom Ladas, it is a mechitza.
Yeah.
The kula. So, and this is all made up by the Rabbanon.
Yeah, for sure.
One thing has to be right. Shalom Ladas, it's got the status of mechitza.
Correct.
And the Rabbanim are able to give the status of mechitza.
It's got nothing. A mechitza is a mitzvah.
It's all Issa de Rabbanim anyway.
A mechitza, is a mechitza. The chiddush is Ladas that we say it's not a mechitza.
There's no binyan,
but
there's a mechitza, you're saying.
Yeah, why not?
If Rabbi Nachemya walked out of his four umbers, what's he machalos?
Not machalos. It's an Issa de Rabban. The whole thing of Tuchumim is de Rabban.
So it's de Rabban.
I'm talking about
the mechitza.
Avada, but according to Rashi, we can clear. No, if it's done b'mezid, maybe you can make use of it. I know there's this halacha about mezid, but okay, here. Even though it's derech binyan, but he's not the one. He's the one who's getting benefit, not them. I don't know. Maybe whatever their sophic is, according to this Rabbeinu Yonason, no. That's the way we're understanding it. The whole thought is, despite the fact there is no malacha here, there's no malacha. Be'etzem, there's no issur per se. But the problem is, there is no mechitza. Midrabbanan. The whole thing's midrabbanan. In which case, if you go to Rabbanan and you say, "Can he walk back in?" They'll say, "No, nothing's changed."
So why don't we just say the takona is based on if it's dependent on a reason, the kanaz is dependent on a reason, not independent of the reason. So if we say dependent on the reason, we can say there is a machita here now.
It could be that's why Rashi. That's why other Rishonim don't want to learn this pashat.
Oh.
And a chalami. But the problem we're trying to deal with over here is, right? Is we one thing at a time. We dealt with Rashi. Rashi was one Peshat, we got a Peshat in Rashi. I think we found the Goyen Yaakov, backs it up, so we're happy. Fine. We then went to the Rabbeinu Yonason, we now got a Peshat, I think, in the Rabbeinu Yonason, based on the Meiri. And that Peshat is, it's very different to Rashi. No one's doing any Issa here.
No Issa the right
now. No, no Issa the Rabbeinu. There's no Issa.
Because, what?
The problem is, but it's not a machisa, you haven't changed anything, you haven't gained anything. That's the problem. If you do it lodas, the problem is, it's like putting up the machisa but not tying it at the bottom. You haven't created a machisa. It's not sure you've done any issa. It's just the guy says, I want to be able to walk back inside. Where's the machisa? It's not a machisa.
But what's going to work? The is going to walk in, come back in.
See, he's not. He's not going to now. If you do it lodas, he can't walk back in.
Shalom Adas, he could.
Well, Shalom Adas, for sure he can.
No, that's what I'm saying. But
we're talking about... Shalom Adas is first. No one's arguing
but
with that.
The Taz is asking the Shaila on the Christa.
Correct, and we've answered
and
it.
And it is Bemazid.
And we've answered it.
Because we're transferring it onto the...
Because, exactly, the Pshat is, because, like the Meiri says, Rav Christa didn't do anything wrong. That's why it's not Shaykh Kanaf. But what's he done wrong? Explain. What has he done wrong?
He instigated the whole thing.
And
he
therefore.
And because he didn't shalom adas, therefore.
No! He did it lodas. But what's he done wrong?
The people who did it didn't shalom adas, and therefore he did nothing wrong.
If they do it lodas, he does it lodas, everyone knows what's going on.
Well, then that's how.
What Issa has. Without going into the third reason. If you're saying there's no boner. We haven't yet come on to a third reason. What Issa is there?
So there's no boner. There's no Issa, but you haven't got Mechitza.
Correct, exactly.
But we know here that Rav Nechemya was going to use it.
Because they did it Shalom Adas, not Rav Chista, the people who made the Mechitza. That's exactly what the Gemara is coming to say.
Just to get to one thing to say, if it's Shalom Adas and you put Mechitza, it will not work if there's any Issa derisa involved.
If
there's any Issa derisa involved in according to the Mechitza, to Rabbeinu Yonason, his mechitza wouldn't work in Shalom Adas. This is all of the job on the thing. Is that right? If there was some sort of shusra on the rice or something. According to this case, this is all the Rabbanim. There's no real mechitza.
Okay, if you mid rice, the mechitza is a mitzias. Who cares what it's done?
In this case, when it's done.
Well, the whole thing is Rabbanim, so it's not shy.
I understand, but we're saying, well, the difference between this case and Rashi is Rashi says that it's being in there for those Mechitza. Here we're saying only because Rabbanim says
According to Rashi, the way we're learning Rashi, it's a completely different issue, Lodas and Shalom Lodas.
In this case,
Shalom Lodas, there's no Melocha. Lodas, there's a Melocha. That's right. The difference between the two. Lefi the Rabbeinu Yonason, the way we're explaining it based on the Meiri, there is no Melocha. So the start point is that there is no Melocha. So what could be the problem here? So that's the Gemara answers.
Is
what?
There's no mechitza.
Of course, there's a mechitza deraisa.
Even in this case.
Why not?
Well, because there's no. I thought the difference between Rashi and this was Rashi had a sense of being there.
Rashi's dealing with the issa. No one's known the. But the metzias, is if you've got a mechitza, you've got a mechitza. Who cares? Who cares? Lo das shelo lo das. What difference does that make? The mechitza is the metzias.
The impression I got of it was clearly incorrect. Is that it was linked to the fact that it was been
No, not at all.
In all cases, it's a proper mechitzas.
A mechitzas it is. It's a matias. Mechitzas is a matias. If it ticks all the boxes, it stands up in the window of it, a mechitzas is a matias. It's got the right height. That's it. You want to tell me you can't make it with human beings? Okay, that could have been, but we're not saying that. We're saying you can make it with human beings.
Right.
Make it with animals, make it with cana, make it with human beings, make it with what you want. I don't care. So therefore, if there's no melacha involved, we say.
Right.
So what difference if it's lodas shalom lodas? Well, what difference? Rav Chista, is he doing anything wrong? No. Are they doing anything wrong? No. So why are you telling me it has to be shalom lodas? The answer is because there is a din d'rabbanan, that a mechitza that comes about on Shabbos, that, let's say a Yisrael makes a mechitza on Shabbos. I'm saying that because I want to avoid getting in with a goy, because there's taka difference. Unless there are Rishonim who disagree with this, but let's try and not complicate it. Chazal said a mechitza which is made by a Yisrael. Made means he did it, not he orchestrated it. He did it. Now the halacha is, if it was done b'shogeg, he didn't know what he was doing, it's a mechitza. As it is, midaraisa and midarabonah. If it was done Lodas, then Midaraisa is a good machitza. Nothing's changed. Midarabonon, only the Chumra, not the Kula. And that is not because you've done anything wrong. That was the impetus behind it. But once Chazal said it, Loi Puluk, and that's it. That's the way we're explaining the Rabbeinu Yonasan. And as I said, one potential big nafkamina is if you did it Lodas, you've done nothing wrong. Rav Chisda did nothing wrong. No one did anything wrong. But it was done Lodas. Can Rabbi Nechemiah, is he allowed to walk back in? And the answer is no, because there's no mechitza. Midrabbanan, there's no mechitza. The whole thing of tchumen is Midrabbanan. And therefore, if you ask the Rabbanan, can he come back in? No, because you haven't changed anything. Before there was no mechitza, now there's no mechitza. Midrabbanan, there's no mechitza. According to Rashi, we can clear. Because yes, an issa was done, so mitzad echod is far worse. Mitzad sheni, I don't know, are there times when this din mechitza b'meizin on Shabbos, you can't use it to the kula. Maybe there's exceptions. Tchumen is derabbanan. Maybe there are certain things. That's why the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit mesubach. Okay, he goes with chumra. But that is an afkamina, which is a little bit counterintuitive when you first think about it. But that's what we're saying so far. Right. Let's try and move one stage on.
So he used it. But
if there is no mechitza, if there is midrabbanan or no mechitza,
he can't do it.
So we will tell him, don't use it. We'll tell him, don't use it.
Because he saw it. He doesn't know.
Okay. If they didn't ask, then they're not going to know the halacha anyway. This is what we're saying. The maaseh was done shelo ladas. It was done shelo ladas. Right? That's that. Now,
in the other case of no mechitza, just now, Midrabbanan said also, is that no mechitza as such? Are you saying that?
Midrabbanan, we look at it, l'kula, there's no mechitza there. If somebody carried there, he's not going to be chayav chatos. Midrabbanan, he's been over on this, so it's hotzar. So it's hotzar as a rabbanan. For sure, but there's an issa to use it. The nafkamina is going to be legabi lechatzchila. Can I carry there? No. Why? Maybe chay v'chatzos? No, because it's an issa derabbanan.
But you have mitzvot here. You have people standing there.
I realize. Correct. In the same way as I said. Okay. But the same in the same way as I realize it's not midrabbanan. If you've got a mechitza there, novos is not tied to the bottom. Right? It's not a mechitza. Why? Because it doesn't tick all the boxes for Hilchos mechitza. There's got to be a certain height. It's got to be able to stand up in the wind, etc. Here, we've got a new criteria. That the Rabbanon said that there's a new criteria. And that is? That it's got to be, if it's created on Shabbos, it's got to be Shelo Ladas. If it's done Ladas on Shabbos, it's not a mechitza. Again, you want to make it long, you can say it's Peshat. Did the Rabbanan say there's no mechitza, or did the Rabbanan say there is a mechitza, but we're creating a new Issa Rabbanan?
I bet they can. It's a fact. Let's say the sukkah, we're talking about the animal can't move, it's a mechitza. Even if the animal doesn't have the animal, same thing in the sukkah. They fixed it. She can't move. One second.
If you put up for the third wall, you put it up with Lodas, the guy says, right, I'm going to go and eat there. Don't. Because if you eat in there, you're eating in a sukkah with only two walls. But the Rabbanan. The Loshon of the Rabbeinu Yonasan. What does he say? V'avi mechitza shenasis b'shegig. Dehavya mechitza afilu lohokel. Then he goes on. Etc. Nasi's b'mezid. If it's done b'mezid, v'loi havi mechitza elo lahachne. And that's pretty black and white. It's only a mechitza lahachne. So lahokel, v'loi ledova achikral. It's not a mechitza for anything else. So it's not a mechita. Yeah. Again, you could say that that's not it's true. A simple touch. It's definitely a sign. The Rabbanan come along. Why can't the Rabbanan say it?
It's worked for one, it works for the others. It's
Rabbanan.
And it's semantics
there. I'm saying, in the same way as we find the Rabbanan put on certain dinim,
I understand all that.
Right? Which will change the I can't even think of hand.
It changes the
Rabbanan.
That's what it does.
And so with the Rabbanan, there's an extra criteria for a mechitza. Yeah.
So, I will ask a question now. Let's say if you have, just before the city, but they have a lot of sheep next to you, the sheep. And if you tell them, like, oh, they will start walking, you could actually walk because you have automatically a mechitza. You could go between them and you go as much as you want. Because the sheep are going direct, always, you know. If you make a sound, like, oh, you send a dog or something like that, they will follow it. So if they follow it, you have automatically a mechitza. So you walk between the sheep and you have a mechitza. You can go from there to where.
That's Shalala Das. That's Shalala Das. That's all right. That's Shalala Das.
Because the animal doesn't know anything, but you know. You actually cause. The dog to
doesn't
go
make a difference. No, the animals, by the way, no, with animals it's totally an avchista. If he knows, then it's not a mechitza. That's clear.
I see.
Avada.
Do they
don't have any dust? I don't know, you want to ask something because I saw.
No, you answered the question I was going to ask.
Okay, we're going to look at the Mordechai in a second because it's easier to show you things that everyone can actually see. But before we see that, let me just introduce this other shift which we've referred to a number of times. I'll bring it from the Ran. What is, we've seen Rashi, who says it's to do with Derech Binyan or not Derech Binyan, which is a big yesod. I keep repeating it, but I think it's just so important to remember this, Legabe, because it can potentially be a big nafkamin in Legabe, the Chazanish, right, Legabe electricity. This is right, I don't think it's a yesod. It's a yesod to remember. Fine. One Nekudah. We've now seen the Rabbi Yonasan, we worked that through. Again, maybe I'm wrong if you've got a better pshat, but I'm basing it on the Me'iri. There's no Malacha, that's why there's no problem for Rav Chista, that answers the task. There's just a Halacha in Hilchas Mechitza, Midrabanan, yes Midrabanan, but if a Mechitza, a Yisrael, creates a Mechitza, with or without a Malacha, it's got nothing to do with that. If it's done, amazed, Lahokel is Nishkan Mechitza. Fine, that's what we're suggesting. Now, the Ram comes along, and he's not the only one. The Rashba apparently also says it's not. It's don't think it's Chedusha Rashba, but he says like this. It's supposed to be in the Chedusha Ran. Let's see if I can see it. Huh? He says like this. Kanadas, Kanashuradas, Pirush. It's a short piece of Ran. He says, Ubraisa litzdalting katonis. Therefore, you learn the Braisa, this second Braisa, which is Matir, Legabe the Sukkah, to sort it out. This is what we pointed out. We said it's two different cases, right? Meaning to say, either Mamidodam is Chavir Shalaladas, you can put your friend there, Shalaladas, without him knowing. Dofen Asukah, Va'afilu Dofen Shanishis. That could be even for the third wall, because it does say, Kadeshi Yochav Yesh Teviyosh, the Yesh on there. Fine. The Alpha Pishi Mechitza Materes, even though it's a Mechitza Materes, Sharia is permitted. Lefisha Ein Derech Lasis Mechitza Mebnei Odom. It's not the Derech to make a Mechitza from people. There, right, you hear that? That's not Rashi, but that's the one that everyone understood Rashi is saying. No, because we said if you said that, then it's not normal to create it from animals either. Yeah? And therefore, even Adar should be alright. So you're going to have to say Rashi meant something else, which we said, that was at the time. Do you remember? I said to you initially, when we just started the sugar, I said, could you read Rashi differently? Could you read Rashi as he's just explaining, he's sort of throwing in a thing, but the mitzvah, the ikar chiluk between the two is something else. He said, if Rashi meant that, then Ikha Chosim and Asif. Rashi's not explaining himself. So we said that Rashi means no in Derech Binyan Mekachim. That is the reason why Shalala Das is good. Not Das is Derech Binyan. That's what we said. Here, he's going with what we've said by the Me'iri. It's not the Derech to make a Mechitza from people, and therefore there is no Melocha. Even a Das, there is no Melocha. Like the Me'iri says. So what's the issue? So now the Rabbeinu Yonasan said the issue was, the way we understood it is, But if you do it b'mezid, it's not a mechitza. He says a different thought. He says, but adas miho osur. But if you do it l'adas, this Meir himself actually goes with. And this is what he goes with. L'adas, it's also why? To ufsha milsa, because it creates a big commotion. But osi the mishri mechitza materes bekedim, and you're going to then come to be mater and mechitza materes with kedim. And then he goes on, and then the second part of the brayse is the second thing. If it's for the fourth wall, then you can do it with kedim, right? That's the case where you put the bed up in order to protect from the mace, etc. Protect the mace. On koponim, what comes out from this is the yosaid is that, again, we're saying according to Rashi, the chil between shel adas and adas is it baina or not? According to the Meiri, not the Meiri, Rabbi Yonasan, and the Ran, let's just keep it to three shetters for the time being. Everyone else fits into these. It's not baina. Nadas, it's not baina. Why? It's not normal to make a thing with human beings. Posh it, of that. It's not normal. And therefore there is no baina. So Oibazoi, Shre Radas, I understand why it's all mutter. Irav Chis knows what's going on, so what? Who cares? You're not doing anything wrong. No one's doing anything wrong. Shre Radas is Zicha mutter. The question is why Radas is no good? So to that we got two pshat. Either you say this chiddush, okay, chiddush, but mechitza which created adas and Shabbos, the rabbanon have already enacted, it's nishka mechitza lahakeh. Or perhaps this is easier to understand. It's a different gezeira de rabbanon, and it call it zilzal in Shabbos. It's because once it's ladas, people know what's going on. It's going to lead to mistakes in other areas, and that's it. And therefore, Bez Hashem, with these three reasons, now we've lined up the sugya, now we have to work out the potential nafkaminas between them. If it was done or das, could you use it? According to Rashi, we said, maybe yes, maybe not. I don't know, because Lamaisa Malach's been done. If you go with this Upsha Milsa, there is where the Ikka Sofik is, because there's no Malacha. There's no Malacha. Does the Gezeirah Darabonon say, therefore you can't use it? Would you say, okay, you've already done it, because untied, somebody else can use it, right? But according to Rabbi Yonasan, Yuzicha can't use it. Again, according to Rabbi Yonasan, Yuzicha can't use it. But the Rabbanan said it's not a mechitza. According to Rashi, Pashtus, you can't use it, because at the end of the day, Malacha was done. Bemezit. According to the Ran, however, no, there's a mochan to be done, because there's no Malacha. There's no din that Rabbanan said that mechitza which is done bemezit without a Malacha should be also. However, the Rabbanan were worried about Shamilsa, so how far did they take it? Okay? We'll leave it with that, and that's Hashem. Yeah.